The Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
It can be alarming to think you are being represented in government by people who may not fully know your opinions. Our nation was founded on the concept of self-government. Most people associate democracy primarily with voting, but there are many other ways to be heard. This is Jack Dickens,
Bonnie Randhawa,
Juliana Cochis,
and Benjamin Friedman.
We spoke to local officials and organizations that encourage community activism and citizen input. City of Pittsburgh District 5 Councilman Corey O'Connor weighed in on the importance of local government.
The local election impacts you more than any presidential election probably ever will.
The extent of the public's knowledge about local legislators is often limited to just the names seen on yard signs and heard on radio advertisements. However, as Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council CEO Mitch Swain points out, there's strength in numbers.
Elected officials count phone calls. They count emails. They pay attention to the number of constituents that speak up about a particular issue.
Pennsylvania State Representative Ed Gainey noted the importance of face-to-face interaction.
For me, I think the most effective way is to set up a meeting with the legislature and allow him to know what it is that you want.
Councilman O'Connor gave an example of how speaking out can make a difference. When some Greenfield residents heard the city was going to sell a vacant lot to a commercial enterprise, they presented a petition with over 200 signatures and convinced the city to convert the lot into public green space for the community instead.
I mean, that's one way that when you go out and you talk to the public and they have different ideas, that you can bring everybody into a room and solve the problem, and it's a win-win for everybody.
This is one example of direct interaction benefiting a community, and there is always room for more. Due to lack of knowledge of the issues at hand, people around the country, including Pittsburghers, often abstain from political participation. To help inform them, the League of Women Voters offers smartvoter.org. This website provides users with information about candidates, including their positions, priorities, and contact information.
Once candidates are elected, additional sites are available to track their performance, such as votesmart.org.
With political awareness comes the confidence to speak up and the ability to be heard. Contrary to what many people think, representatives actually welcome meaningful public input through meetings, letters, and phone calls. The process of implementing change is not always an easy one, but is worth the effort, as voiced by Heather Haar, the director of the League of Women Voters of Greater Pittsburgh.
You can actually make change if you're active, and change can happen slowly. You may not get everything you want, but you will see some impact of what you've done if you get involved with different aspects of government and the community.
Democracy does not end at the polls. Electing a representative is just one step in civic engagement. Expressing ideas and concerns to these representatives is an ongoing process that will ultimately benefit your community. Play your part in our democracy, become educated, and take a stance.
The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowment.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.